Being able to prevent problems and minimize suffering very early on in someone's life is why I decided to specialize in child and adolescent psychiatry. I can treat a kid for 6 months and significantly improve his functioning and behavior before unhealthy patterns are locked in. Getting early, effective care for children and families who are suffering is also why I founded the Child Mind Institute in 2009. I was convinced we needed an independent, nonprofit, dedicated to children's mental health to confront a public health crisis. According to the findings of the Child Mind Institute's Children's Mental Health Report, 17 million kids under the age of 18 have a diagnosable mental health disorder. That's 1 in 5. More kids are affected by mental illness than asthma, peanut allergies, diabetes, and cancer combined. And yet, 2/3 of them will never get help due to misinformation and stigma. This leads to increased risk for school dropout, substance use disorder, suicidal ideation, and attempts. At the Child Mind Institute's clinical centers in New York City and the San Francisco Bay Area, our team of clinicians interacts with children in need and their parents every day. We've changed the lives of more than 10,000 young people from 48 states and 44 nations. We are also always looking for and innovating ways of helping more children in need. Through our school and community programs, we've reached more than 100,000 children in communities across the country. Our interactive website, childmind.org, brings hope and answers to over 2 million visitors a month. And our cutting-edge open science research program is pursuing the biomarkers of mental health disorders that will revolutionize diagnosis and treatment. We share our data freely with thousands of scientists around the world, accelerating discovery. The vision of the Child Mind Institute is a future where no child suffers. And to address this crisis, we have built a movement that cuts across the silos of research, medicine, and community programs. Still, our most important alliance is with parents. Despite the tremendous volume of care we provide and the diversity of our patients, we couldn't help noticing common issues and concerns among the parents. They're all worried they're making mistakes that will hurt their kids. They worry about doing too much for their children or not doing enough. They wonder if they should be harder on them or if they're not tough enough. No matter the reason that brings them to the Child Mind Institute, an underlying concern is common to all. Will their kids grow up to be self-reliant? Every day, we all hear new stats and studies about college grads moving back home for good, that parents continue to support their kids financially into their 20s and 30s and beyond. Many parents have told me that they're afraid for their kids' ability to deal with the challenges of life on their own. What if something happens to me and I won't be there to make sure everything is okay, they ask. I understand parents' fears and their frustrations. Before their kids were born, they fantasized about raising a future president, a neurosurgeon, or an artist. It's only natural to go into parenting with a rosy vision of what it's going to be like. The group hugs, proud mama moments in the front row, Instagram-worthy vacations. Joys are anticipated. Problems always seem to take parents by surprise. This is true whether your child has mental health disorders or not. There are so many causes of concern in modern parenting, from social media bullying, dangerous YouTube challenges like eating Tide Pods, to the increasing pressure and competition to get into colleges, even among those who have every advantage going in. Case in point, Operation Varsity Blues, aka the college admission scandal that ensnared actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. You hear about helicopter, snowplow, concierge, and tiger mom parenting? Which is right, being authoritative or permissive? Perhaps something in between? Parents are not always searching in the right places for guidance about how to raise emotionally healthy, brave, independent kids. When they consult Dr. Google, they get a flood of instantaneous information that's not necessarily factual, practical, or up to date with the latest research.